Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. Gentlemen and ladies, we appreciate you being here. I'm Frederick Penny, your host, with Denise Dirks, Cal Hunter, and Todd Kunin. We have got a lot of fun stuff to talk about today. It is the 26th of March, 2022. It's a beautiful West Coast day, and we are loving hanging out with you today, especially with Denise standing, because her back is still out. Those of you out there who have any religious affiliation with the deity, please pray for her and help her out so she can get her back taken care of. We've got some interesting things we're going to talk about. I can't wait to talk today about the $100 million Bel Air mega mansion. Now, look, I'm gonna tease you a little bit out there in Radioland. What's going on with this mega mansion and the lawsuits in Bel Air and who owns it and what type of money they're talking about? It is very interesting. In fact, it's one of those that, you know, when we do Radio Law Talk, the three of us, and then we study about what we're going to discuss. This was one of those where you go, I'm going to study even more and more and review more and more about this. I thought it was really interesting. So we're going to discuss that, and that's kind of something that's something that's going to be kind of interesting. We're going to talk about Stormy Daniels is back in the news again. And then we're going to talk about Boeing, the 737 MAX jets, the one that tragically crashed, the new Boeing 737. Well, one of the chief engineers went to trial, and we're going to talk about that, or chief flight control individuals. And we're going to talk about that. Theranos, we're going to talk about that. That's getting started on Elizabeth Holmes' partner, Sonny Balwani. He is in trial right now. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about a mistrial. We're going to discuss this interesting mistrial. But that's not as interesting as the Bel Air mansion we're going to discuss. And then we're going to do our case or no case as usual. We love doing a case or no case. So that is our exciting day. Denise, Todd, how are you doing today?
Yeah, outstanding. Like a farmer in his field, or Denise on the other side of the table.
Yes, I'm outstanding as well.
She is standing.
It hurts to sit down.
Remember, we are talking about general topics of law. We're not giving legal advice. Seek counsel. If you want to call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Again, 855-LAWRADIO. What is it, Denise?
855-529-7234.
That's exactly right. So give us a call if you want to talk about today's topics. This is a long 3 hours. Well, let's say it's a short 3 hours because it goes by pretty fast for us. But if for some reason your show or your station, and I believe we're about 100 stations nationwide now, plays us 1 hour or 2 hour, you can go to RadioLawTalk.com and you can click the live button, listen. Or you can go back and listen to our podcast, and you can actually do some research. If there's a certain topic, you can type it in and it'll find when we talked about that topic. So, but what people are here for, Cal, is there a way that we can just start out with our case or no case or not?
Yeah, I think there is. I mean, you're an NBA. I mean, you go to a lot of NBA games, do you not?
Other than the college thing that's going on with, is it St. Joseph? What's it?
What a great story that is.
St. Peter's, what a great story. There's no way they're going to make it to the Sweet 16. They did it. And then no way they're going to beat Purdue. And they did. Oh, my gosh, that was crazy. And what a wonderful story. We're going to talk about that. Wish there was lawsuits involved. We can talk about it, right?
My connection was there are professional people, athletes, entertainers, and so on, who have some legal issues, and that may have something to do with our case or no case, you know, with the people who are paid to serve them, I guess we could say.
Oh, you're saying like agents and stuff.
Well, stuff like that, yeah. You know,
professional. I know quite a few agents. I don't know if you guys know my background, but I have helped some NFL players, and I know a number of NFL players, and it's a very interesting life that they live, and it's a very difficult life. But and legally, talking about the law, and if you want to call in, we can talk about this. There's a lot of lawyers involved, and it's important to get lawyers involved early on in your life when you're an NBA or a well-known NBA player or an NFL player.
I don't think people quite comprehend or understand the support that somebody who signs one of these mega contracts, and mega is a very subjective term, but the support an athlete needs that goes from whatever humble beginnings they have to now making millions and millions of dollars. And here are some of the issues that come up. Alex Rodriguez, A-Rod, signed the first $200 million contract with the Texas Rangers, right? And it's like $210 million over 10 years. And that guy has to have a team of accountants figure out how much money is apportioned to which ballpark in which state he plays in, because
exactly.
Now he owes income tax in that state because he played 5 games in California or 10 games in California.
Yes.
So he's got to pay a portion of that for the California state income tax. And NFL players, they're not paid 52 weeks a year. They're paid by the week that they're in their season. So
right.
If you're living in Ohio and you make $1 million, well, great. Well, 8 games are on the road. All right, you got to pay income tax in the states if it's out of the state of Ohio in those jurisdictions.
And you're saying, please don't play in California. Please don't play.
You know, and here's the best part. Ready for this?
Right.
When they get their first check, believe me, I've been around these guys. Where's all the money? Oh, I only got half.
What's FDIC?
Yeah.
called FICA?
Where's all the money?
So
it's called taxes.
Right, your lawyer takes a taste off the top. Your agent takes a taste off the top. And then taxes.
Yeah.
Most guys will tell you.
Pay accountants.
They work on about 50 to 60 cent dollars for the that big contract.
Yes.
Just for their
net. Some of them get smart and they get contracts before they even kiss a girl.
Oh.
Right? No, that's true. They now have contracts that say you consent.
That's
seriously.
Yes.
I see what you're getting at.
I thought you said nobody gets it. There's some get a football contract before they've ever kissed a girl.
Oh, that's what I was thinking.
I'm guessing that's very rare.
They're like structuring their life through contracts.
But enough about LeBron James. Okay,
I mean, think
he had a junior high contract, $20 million.
Yeah. Think about this. You get two athletes. Two hypothetical athletes, because right now free agency period in football is starting. Let's say two guys get a $5 million contract. One signs with the California team. One signs with the Tennessee Titans. Which one's got a better deal? Well, the Titans are in Tennessee. Tennessee's got no state income tax.
Right.
I can tell you right now, that $5 million is worth a lot more to the guy in Tennessee, where cost of living is a lot better.
And believe it or not, some athletes do make that decision when they have a lot to choose from. They do look at that to some degree. Who I'm going to play for, but what are the taxes like in that state?
Yeah. What about the NBA? You know, I'm going to sign in California. It's bad, but actually, no. I've heard this a little different. But so they say they sign in Indiana. And then they get traded to the Toronto Raptors.
Oh, boy.
They go from U.S. income tax to Canadian income tax. Although I've heard that for pro athletes, the difference between the Canadian tax structure and being with a team in the state of California, it's better financially to be in Canada.
Yeah.
Because of the way the state income tax in California hits you and cost of living.
Now, do they pay you in Canadian dollars, or how does that get?
No, they pay in syrup and in
hockey pucks.
And that's
absolutely.
All. And cookies, and those little really good cookies in syrup. What are those cookies called that are like the maple syrup cookies?
Mm. And you're obligated to say A every sentence.
And call the semi-truck semis.
Yes.
Actually, you go A if you're on the West Coast, and you go, hey, if you're on the East Coast.
Oh, is that right? And in the back of your semi, you're sitting on a Chesterfield, which is what many Canadians call a couch. Did you know this?
Yeah, we're coming back. We're going to actually get started with our case or no case. Hang on, then we'll get into this mega mansion, $100 million mansion, the lawsuits. Very interesting. We'll be back.
This is Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned.
Radio.
Radio Law Talk.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
Here's Fred Penny with Penny and Associates.
When you or a family member have been injured in an accident, what should you look for in a personal injury lawyer?
The first thing is an experienced personal injury law firm that is actually taking cases to trial. Hi, I'm Frederick Penny, managing partner and founder of Penny and Associates Injury Lawyers. For over 30 years, Penny and Associates Injury Lawyers has been successfully representing individuals and their families. At Penny and Associates, we're experienced trial lawyers, and we work with you to get the best results.
Go to pennyandassociates.com or call 800-616-4529.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him...
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
855 Law Radio. That's 855 Law Radio.
And you are listening to Radio Law Talk with Fred Penny, Todd Kunin, and Denise Dirks. And now back to the show.
Yeah, we're having a good time here. We're going to do a... case or no case before we get to the $100 million Bel Air mansion. And the three of us are going to talk a little about this legal issue concerning this mansion and what you can and can't do. And it's owned by a famous individual. But this is where it gets let me tell you, just to kind of give a hint, this is where I scratch my head and say, this is a $100 million mansion, and you're doing what? With that, let's go into Case or No Case.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
All right.
Chuck and Tim were business partners. Tim made all the money. Chuck managed it, and according to Tim, invested it, but stole it. How much? Well, $20 million was missing. Tim decided not to take that lying down, so he called on Chuck to provide a full audit of his finances. Chuck did not do that. In fact, Chuck would not do that. So Tim went to his attorney, another trusted advisor, and said, I want my money. So what can I do? I'm willing to sue my friend to get it back. Do I have a case or no case? And Fred, does he?
Wow, that is so... That's like saying, I have a car. What type of car is it?
What are you saying, Fred?
I'm just saying, that's so general. I don't even know what you're talking about. Okay, so you're talking about this. These are agents for an NBA or an NFL team, or a player, that Chuck and Tim, or what?
Yes, and by the way, I will give you a bonus point if, after we get all this fleshed out, if you can name the player and or the particular accountant that this player trusted. You name either one of those, you get an extra point.
Oh, okay, so Tim... Okay, Chuck is the accountant slash agent.
The advisor, yeah.
And the advisor, you call him. And Tim is the athlete.
Tim is the guy who earned the money. Chuck is the guy who invested the money.
Yeah. Okay. Do we know how much money it is?
$22 million, I think I said.
Exactly.
Wasn't it? 20
yeah,
or 22, something like
you're
that.
Right.
Yeah.
22 million. For like a one. So, okay. All right.
He said, I want it back, please.
Right. Mm. Does this happen in normal businesses? Yes, it does. I know cases that have gone forth that individuals have sued, and then they've done discovery and said, is this Victoria's Secret bill that is applied to the company expense?
Well, now that depends.
I'm not quite sure. Let's see. The answer is it's a case. I'm trying to think of who. And obviously, the individual who took the $22 million is owed to Tim. And maybe it's Tiny Tim. The question is, I'm trying to think, for an extra point, who this would be. Now, we do agree it's a professional athlete, right?
I think we can say that, probably.
Okay. All right.
Can I ask, are you using actual names or are these fictitious names?
Actual names.
Okay.
Oh, actual names.
Yep.
All right, I'm going to wait to say my name until after they go. Then we'll do the names. Then we'll do the names afterwards. So go
okay.
ahead.
Mr. Kunin, what say you, case or no case?
I'll say it's a case. All right. And, you know, I'm going to say that for some quirky reason, and because I'm behind in points, and this could be a good day for Denise if she gets a lot. I don't know what the point total is, but I'm going to say that the advisor prevails on some sort of a, hey, Mr. Athlete, you knew what you were getting into. There's no guarantee. You sign on the dotted line clause. The advisor prevails.
Some deal like that. Denise Dirks, what do you think? Would this be a case or no case in your opinion?
I think it's not a case. I think it's a scenario, but not a case.
Perfect.
So, okay. So we have blocked Cal from points.
All right. Now, Cal, I have a question. Can we, because we know Denise is going to lose. I'm going to cough that one up. Yeah. We know Denise is going to lose on the issue of who the player is. I don't think you're going to know who the player is, Denise, because don't forget, and this is not a, I mean, Todd and I follow this, like crazy.
Right.
So if we say it, she's going to copy me.
I'm not going to copy you.
Okay. I know who it is. Go ahead.
I have a name in mind.
I know.
I have a name in mind.
And I promise
it
will stick with
okay,
my
Denise,
name.
Then you go first.
No, I'll go first. I trust her. We would trust her to do that.
Okay.
It's Tim Duncan.
Todd, what were you
going to say?
I was going Tim Duncan.
Okay.
I was going to go Tim Tebow.
That's a good one, too.
Tim Tebow's a good one. Well...
Okay.
By the way, as I said, an extra point if you can name the famous person or the accountant, and 2 points for birth, both, but you don't know the accountant.
No.
Okay. No. Are we ready?
Ready.
Yes. Does the name Charles Banks IV ring a bell?
No.
No.
He's the former financial advisor who allegedly gypped
Tim Duncan.
Yes!
Out of $20 million in 2015. Oh, wait, there's one more athlete that got gypped by
him. Wait a minute, let's think. Was that,
also a tall guy.
Okay, hold on.
Is it Case?
Oh, what's his name? Hold on. I'm going to tell you. He's the Admiral. What's the Admiral?
David Robinson.
Okay, that's a good guess. That's really good, even though they played for the same team. The other athlete that got ripped up by this guy is Kevin Garnett.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and this is serious money. So what happens is Duncan sues. He's awarded $7.45 million.
Out of the $22 million that he stole?
Because the accountant said, well, you know, look, I put my money in these businesses. Oh. And what he liked to do when the businesses started to flounder, he said, well, look, I've got Tim Duncan's money. He's
going to borrow it.
Yeah, people said, oh, well, good. If Duncan's in, I'm in, right? A way of getting other investors.
Oh.
So basically he scammed him out of it. And that's...
Did he go to the...
So who's the winner?
I am. So, I'm the biggest winner.
So you said Case and Duncan wins.
Duncan wins.
I said Case, Duncan loses, but I got Duncan. So I got two, he's got three, you get none.
That's right.
I thought he said that the advisor wins.
No.
I said the advisor wins.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right. So there it is. That is a case or no case. And we're in the NCAA Elite Eight right now. And I'm telling you, Cal, that was the perfect case or no case.
Thank you.
When we come back, we're going to talk about the mega $100 million mansion lawsuit. What happened and what the outcome was. Shocker. And by the way, I love Beverly Hills, that area in Bel Air. That's a cool place.
And next hour on Case or No Case, how famous are Idaho potatoes? Are they worth suing over? Coming up.
It is. We'll be back.
Thanks, Fred. Thanks, Todd. Thanks, Denise. There is more Radio Law Talk coming up. And as Fred mentioned to you, you can stream the show live if your radio station for some reason stops playing it partway through. Just jump over to RadioLawTalk.com and you can stream all of our past episodes too.
Commercials and legal announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use. It helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. Plus, get free shipping and we'll bill your insurance company for you. CGMs are the newest in diabetic technology. They can help you stay in range and manage your diabetes better. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost. And delivery is free. Remember, if you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Call 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. Co-pays and deductibles may apply. 800-251-7560. That's 800-251-7560. Sponsored by U.S. Medical Supply.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is gonna do.
U.S.
USA Radio News. President Biden is meeting with Ukrainian refugees in Poland ahead of his major speech today on the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The president visited the huge camp at a stadium in Warsaw as a temporary home to thousands of Ukrainians who fled their homeland. Earlier, Biden wrapped up a meeting with Polish President Andrzej Duda, in which Biden called for NATO unity in the face of Russian aggression.
We take Article 5 as a sacred commitment that relates to every member of NATO.
New numbers out from the federal government show that illegal immigration in February was 63% higher than the same time last year. Former ICE agent Victor Avila.
Approximately 70,000 migrants heading towards our Texas border.
A 19-year-old man is facing murder charges in a drive-by shooting that killed a 70-year-old girl outside her Detroit area home. Justin Rouser was arraigned on first-degree murder, according to the Oakland County Sheriff's Office. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your cake. Oh, come on.
Email the show anytime you'd like. info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. info@radiolawtalk.com.
We're back talking about $100 million mansion in Bel Air. Those of you who don't know where Bel Air is, there's obviously you've heard of Beverly Hills and Hollywood. Everyone thinks Hollywood's where all the expensive homes are. Actually, no. There's parts of Hollywood that you wouldn't want to be hanging out at late at night, believe it or not.
The sitcom wasn't called The Fresh Prince of Hollywood. It was Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
That's exactly right. So Bel Air, you've got Bel Air, you've got Beverly Hills. Those are the two areas that are probably some of the richest areas around Los Angeles. I mean, believe it or not, now you got Malibu that's up there. The most expensive home in Los Angeles of all time sold in Malibu, California, I believe it was for $166 million, the home, recently, or maybe $170 million. Whatever it is, it's crazy. But the homes around Bel Air and around Beverly Hills are just outrageous, the prices. And what amazes me, and we're based here out of California, and I have an office down in Southern California, and I'm in that area. So I travel around there, and I've not seen every single place, but I've seen the general areas before. And it's shocking to me the size of houses that are going in here, and yet they're right next door to each other. They're on a one-acre lot. And maybe I grew up on a small farm or a small, you know, country property, but how do you put the size of homes on a one-acre lot? So
This is the home of a famous guy by the name of Muhammad Hadid. Muhammad Hadid is a real estate tycoon, to say, among other things. And he was building on 1 acre, it's a little over 1 acre, I think it was 1.06, 30,000 square foot home. Now, think about it. I remember growing up when I was first a lawyer, and I brought my family in, and I think our home was maybe 1,900, 2,000 square feet, something like that. Might have been 221, I don't remember. But and we were comfortable in it. We had a nice little over quarter acre yard, and it was nice. But to put 30,000 square feet on, just kind of put three more yards together that I had on that house, I don't know how you do that. So here's the interesting part. And his two daughters are named what?
Bella and Gigi Hadid.
And they are supermodels, right?
They are supermodels. Their mother was a supermodel as well.
And so what happens here is he starts building approximately 10 years ago on this 1 acre lot. And by the way, it's sitting right on a hill. And the views are supposed to be of the beautiful, you know, valley. And it's interesting. This is Bel Air. And they're literally, everyone's looking at each other. And they're right on top of each other. In my opinion, the size of these houses, they're right on top of each other. And as they start building and building, lawsuits occur for the following reason. The reason is it's too big for the lot. He's not following what is allowed on that property. And they basically go to court to determine whether or not they tear this house down. Now, this house was probably half built. And it's not like, okay, we cut the mountain down and we've laid part of the foundation. This thing's walls are up and this looks like what, three or four levels? I mean, they had some of the tiles inside the house, and the fight has been for a long time, and the court said, you're going to tear it down because of safety reasons. And there's houses just right below it.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. And we've talked about this, the three of us, before. It's like, how did this get by the inspectors? Because what he was doing is he was cutting corners, too, and then a lot of stuff and walls were put up that weren't even on the plans.
No, it started out as a 15,000-square-foot project and ended up double that size.
And how do you do that as a contractor? I mean, how do you do that? Oh, yeah, add a wall there for me. All right, Mr. Hadid, we'll do that.
Well, Mr. Hadid had been developing a reputation. I mean, he's a real estate tycoon. He's been responsible for developing Ritz-Carltons and things. But when it comes to homes in and around that area, here's just a couple of examples. In 2010, he developed a Bel Air home that later sold in 2018 for $56 million. It was his big home. Well, he's got to up the ante as well. He developed another property between 2011 and 2012 that ended up selling for $58 million. Listen to this description of things that were in the home. It was 48,000 square feet. How did they ever survive in such a cramped area? I know.
Yeah.
The home featured 11 bedrooms, library, art gallery, a 3,800 square foot roof garden, 5,000 bottle wine cellar, and a movie theater that sat 40 people. And that's all in his home. And so he's got those two that he developed and sold. That one sold for $33 million to the former daughter of the former dictator of Uzbekistan.
Nice.
And so then he's got this one. It's like, okay, I'm up the ante with these two. I'm building others. This one is going to be my crown jewel. So obviously, whatever the plans were submitted for, he was going to do it. And finally, people just came in and said, enough's enough. You can't do this.
You know, it's interesting. Can you see it? Yeah, I'd like to throw this on the MLS really quick. How many people are in the neighborhood that can afford that? You know, it's got to be a really small group of people, and that's why they probably don't just send out to the local. Would you send some flyers, put some flyers out on the local Walmart, please, for this house? It's going international.
Put them up on telephone posts, like, you know, house for sale.
Yeah.
Like I said, the 48,000-square-foot house was sold to the daughter of the former dictator of Uzbekistan. Yeah, she had some cash. She had some money. I'm just guessing Todd Kunin shows up with it with an offer that's backed by a two-party out-of-state post-dated check is not going to get a whiff. They're gonna decline that.
They're not gonna answer your phone.
Probably. They're gonna probably have me arrested because I even know the phone number. if I did know it.
The only way you're getting in there is you're the guy delivering the flowers.
Yes, pizza delivery.
Or when it comes time to when they bring somebody. But anyway, you've got to go look this mansion up. And it shows them they're tearing it down. They're actually tearing the whole thing down. What, $5
million?
And it was
like completed. It was beautiful inside. It had a really finished detail, kind of a Mediterranean almost look to it with beautiful tile and
he was
all
hoping
kinds of mosaics.
He was hoping to get $100 million for this. Now get this figure, $100 million for it. He ended up selling it to a construction or a contractor, $8.5 million. That's what he sold it for. And now it's got to be torn down, so the party that bought it said, and we'll pay the $5 million it costs to tear it down. So now this party is into it for $13.5.
Must be valuable dirt.
And they say they feel confident that they're going to make that back after they build on it and then sell after they've built something there.
Well, if you look at it, the pool was a suspended pool over the edge. So,
wow.
I mean, you talk about earthquakes. Don't you think California's got earthquakes? And I know they work on this thing, earthquake proof. Yeah, the water sloshing alone would get all the people down below them wet, because there's literally houses like right below them. But you see these pillars holding this huge pool. I mean, it's not even, I'm not going to call it a pool. You know, I've got a pool, right?
Feature. It's a feature.
Yeah, this thing's a massive, I'm going to call it a lagoon.
There you go.
What's the saddest part, though, is it was going to be beautiful, and to see this thing being torn down, all the freaking rebar.
But do you suppose, Fred, that he was operating under the principle, which many developers do in communities all around our planet, which is it's easier to obtain forgiveness than permission?
No, you can't. You can't get into that. It's not like, okay, I threw an extra door up that's not supposed to be there. No, you're throwing up a whole double-sized house. And by the way, the neighbors that are watching this, they have money.
Yeah.
And other people have money. And so they're the ones that brought the suit. But my question is how the heck did, you know, and by the way, the neighbors won, and this has been dragging out for a long time. And by the way, didn't he argue he was broke a little bit?
He did when he was ordered to pony up the first $500,000 to start the teardown progress. And he says, I don't have it. I looked him up on, Forbes has the net worth of stuff. His net worth is only listed at $5 million.
But that means it's probably property rich, I would think.
Yeah. But Fred, I agree with, I think this is the point you were going to. How did he get this far? Don't inspectors have to come out and look? How is it that a house that's ordered to be torn down for safety reasons doesn't get ordered torn down until the neighbors file a suit to complain?
Well, and it's about two-thirds built, too.
Yeah.
And what's the inspector walk in there and go,
that looks good.
Let's see, I'm looking at the plans, 15,000 square feet. It looks like it's about 30. No big deal.
Looks good.
We'll be back after this. Think about that one, ladies and gentlemen, during the break.
Yeah, we're not suggesting corruption on the part of inspectors, just something to think about, the whole thing is. And so is Radio Law Talk. There's much more to talk about and think about coming up right here, so don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Here's Greg Penny with Penny and Associates.
When you or a family member have been injured in an accident, what should you look for in a personal injury lawyer? The first thing is an experienced personal injury law firm that is actually taking cases.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long
neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Amargosa Valley. Oh, that's
dumb. Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
Yeah, we're back here playing around, having a good time. We're talking about Stormy Daniels now. It's funny, during the break, Todd, what did you say? From Mega Mansion to
somebody
MAGA
attacked
hat?
MAGA. So, yeah.
Tell us about, well, Stormy Daniels, look. It's like one of those things that you just, it's like a bad dream. Crap, I had this dream again. Do we have to talk about this, Todd and Denise?
Well,
it was on our list.
Denise, will you tell us about it? I just can't.
Well,
I can't.
Stormy had filed a suit against Trump, basically saying defamation of character because he denied that he had anybody sent to threaten her and her child. During the time that he was running for president, and it came to trial, and Stormy Daniels actually lost at trial, and her attorney was Avenatti. And now it's gone full circle to where the trial court has said, you know what, Ms. Daniels, you're going to pay Trump $300,000 for attorney fees.
And she appealed it, and actually what the appellate court said, and then she lost on appeal, the appellate court said, well, actually, you didn't file in time. Isn't that what they said?
That was one of the things. I do want to correct one thing. The lawsuit was not because people had been sent to shut her up or do anything. The lawsuit was because she said that she had an affair with him, and he said no, and she claimed that his denial of that constituted defamation of character for her.
Right.
They put her out as being a liar, saying that this had happened, and it didn't. That was the basis of her lawsuit that she ultimately lost. And so it wasn't sending henchmen or anybody to threaten to keep her up, to shut her up. It was because he denied something that she said happened, and it was whether or not they had sex back in 06.
But the interesting part that I see is the fact that what I just mentioned, right, that, you know, it goes to appeals court, and they said, well, it kind of on a technicality, really. Didn't even get into it. It was on a technicality that you didn't file in time, and you didn't, because it's 30 days, is it? You have to do the filing. I believe it's 30 days. Let me make sure I'm correct on this, but I believe it's 30 days after. I don't do appellate work, right? That she didn't file, and therefore it's like, you know, too bad, so sad.
Yeah, the lower court ordered her to pay money. She had 30 days to file her appeal, and
yep,
she missed out on it. She didn't
right.
file it in time.
Right.
Now, the amounts are kind of interesting, because she's ordered to pay, what is it, $300,000 in attorney's fees, which also happens to be the same amount that she sued Avenatti for, who is claimed to have withheld $300,000 from her for the book deal. So I'm wondering if she's just going to go, okay, well, I'm going to pass this bill along. You owe me $300,000. I owe Trump $300,000. Why don't you just pay him and get me out of the mix?
But you know what, though? Because I don't think Avenatti's got any. He doesn't have anything.
He doesn't got any money. He's in jail, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then I think, Denise, you said he hasn't been sentenced yet in the Stormy Daniels.
I don't think he's been sentenced in the Stormy Daniels. He was found guilty of defrauding her. And I don't think that there's been a sentence that's come down yet on that. But he was already previously sentenced in the Nike extortion
right.
criminal trial that was in New York.
Yeah.
Now, the following is satire. I think he's sitting there talking to prisoners and saying, hey, for 20 cents in commissary credit, I'll file your appeal. Just give me the commissary credit.
Actually,
up front. Give
he's
it
probably
front.
Saying, give me a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah, you laugh about that, Kelly. I guarantee those. He's in there. He's popular. Because you know those guys in jail, what do? They have nothing but time to file these briefs, so they're like, hey, we'll protect you if you help us file this brief. I think as a lawyer going there, it's going to be more difficult. You're like a workhorse.
Let me tell you, that's probably one of the most difficult things that I have to deal with as a criminal defense attorney, is when I've got a client in custody, and I got to go talk to him, and they've been talking to the jailhouse lawyers.
Right.
And so then they come back, okay, I want to file this motion to get this, and I heard this is the, and this is going on. And you're looking at him going, That doesn't even have a basis in anything remotely close to reality. Who told you that? But they've heard it, and now, dang it, that's the course of conduct, and that's the course of action they want their attorney to follow.
Bugsy Logue in cell number 7 told them that.
Yeah, and you're like, or how come my sentence is this, but somebody else got that? And you know, well, it's because they don't have 10 prior felonies on their record, that's why.
And by the way, I went to San Quentin in the course of doing a news story on people from my county on death row. And you know what? No one there is guilty. They all got a bad deal on a plea from the DA. That's their standard. I said, well, did you do the crime? No, I just got a bad deal from the DA.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's their standard thing, you know. Interesting.
You know what? We also have another interesting thing. So what's going on right now is a famous trial, but it's not, the publicity is not quite there. And the trial was Elizabeth Holmes and Theranos. So Elizabeth Holmes, those of you who have been living under a rock, started Theranos, which is a company that she thought about or a concept while she was at Stanford. She was a one-year student there, and then she quit and started Theranos, which is she apparently doesn't like needles. She doesn't like to be, you know, have blood drawn. Who does, right? I don't either. And she started something or a belief that you can prick your finger, right, and get a little drop of blood, and you can get a lot of information out of
that. Like 240 different tests
right.
that you can run off a drop
and
of blood.
If it would have worked, it would have been a revolutionary technology.
Absolutely.
It would have changed the world.
Yeah. The big if.
And so what she did is she went ahead and started Theranos, here's where it gets scary, I always tell people this, She got investors and people to put money in. And once that starts happening, you better be careful what you do when you're taking a bunch of people's money, right? And that's what, and the whole issue we discussed for this trial of Elizabeth Holmes was, is this going to put a little bit of, you know, cold water or ice water on top of the entrepreneurs that are the ones that build this country and that build businesses and the ones that are out front, the individuals that started this little thing saying, we're going to do what's called a microchip and you're going to have billions and billions of information data on a chip, what, the size of your thumb? And who would have believed that, right?
Yeah.
But so she is found guilty of basically defrauding investors. By the way, not all of them, because a lot of them, they were paid back. But it was mainly some of the bigger ones. And so one of her big arguments was, I was duped, or I was kind of, what's the word, not duped, but not thinking 100% correctly because my...
Influenced, that's the word.
I was influenced because of my co-owner, which is an individual that is... a guy by the name of Belwani, and he is on trial right now as to determine what, you know, if anything, he had involved or what he did in this.
Yeah, what misrepresentations that he did.
So Elizabeth Holmes is guilty.
And he was the COO, which is the chief operating officer.
So in September, right, Denise, we've got Miss Holmes is going to be sentenced in September. But now he's up there. And he's being prosecuted, and this is one of the most interesting people they have called on the stand. Does anybody know who they've called on the stand?
Well, yeah.
This little employee.
Yeah, it was an administrative assistant who actually helped both Elizabeth Holmes and also Balwani. So she was their administrative assistant, and even though she was paid $18 an hour, she made over $1 million because...
Over $100,000.
Because she worked 18-hour days, right. 7 days a week.
So here's some little tidbits that she talked about. By the way, here's the interesting thing. She is a big TikToker, by the way. And should we give her... I'm going to give her a little bit of a shout-out. What is her name? I can't remember her name. Oh, Leona Marlene. And she's gone on TikTok and started talking about what it was like working at Theranos. And by the way, she doesn't disparage people. She just said she worked a lot, but it was interesting. She's testifying as what was going on there. But on her TikToks, you go watch her TikToks, she kind of talks about what it's like behind the scenes going on at Theranos. One of the most interesting things that she talked about, I want to talk about during the break, during her TikToks. I don't know that was on the testimony, but on her TikToks, she talks about what it was like dealing with Elizabeth Holmes, and we want to shoot that to you. But anyway, fun to have a TikToker up there testifying against Melwani or whatever his name is. I can't remember. I always say it wrong, but we're going to come back and discuss it when we hear from our sponsors.
There are two more hours of Radio Law Talk coming up. So hour number one is in the broadcast history books. And we'll see you back here in about 6 minutes on your favorite local radio station. And as always, live on RadioLawTalk.com. Show will continue momentarily.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.